So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that according to Rami Bar Chama, somebody who leads a laden animal on Shabbos is chayev chatas if he does it b'shoigig, and chayev skila if he does it b'mezen. In this daf, we learn two other versions of Rami Bar Chama's statement. Hamachamer achar behema b'shabbos b'shoigig ina chayev chatas b'mezet chayev skila. One is not chayev chatas for leading a laden animal b'shoigig, but is chayev skila for doing so b'mezet. Although there is no chayev chatas where there is no chayev misa, minimally chayev karas. However, according to this version, there can be chiv skila where there is no chiv chatas. A third version says, Amr b'yechanan, hamachamer acha behemte b'shabas, pater meklum. One who leads a laden animal is exempt in both cases. B'shoigig he is pater because it is not similar to the chiv chatas of avodah zarah, where the person himself does the act of the aver. B'mezid he is pater from skila because the b'raisa states, hamachal asa shabas b'davish ha-chayov nashak gasei chatas, chayov nasdoin skila. One is chayiv skila only for something that if done b'shoigig, he would be chayiv chatas. There is also no chayiv malkis for mechamer, because it is derived from loisasa komalacha, which is a lav shenit in lasaras mises bezin, as Rashi explains. Since this pasuk primarily warns about not doing one of the lamates malachas, for which there is mises bezin, the warning for mechamer, which does not result in capital punishment, does not result in malkis either. The Gemara gives another reason why there is no malkis for mechamer. We learn from the word Ata, in the pasuk leisasika malocha ata uvehemtecha, that there is punishment for the person's malocha only, but not for his animal's malocha. The Gemara next returns to the second part of the Mishnah, which taught regarding the load on the donkey's back. Once he arrives in town, he may remove the non-muktzah items from the donkey, and to remove the muktzah items, he unties the ropes holding the sacks, and allows the sacks to fall off on their own. Amrav Huna, ha'isabhemtei tu'una klis chuchas. If the donkey was carrying glass kelim that are muktzah, for example, karnei de'umna, blood letters tubes, he may place pillows under the animal to cushion the fall, so the glass won't break. This is not a problem of being mevatel kli mechanoi, making the cushions unmovable for the rest of Shabbos, since you can gently slide the tubes off of the pillows. Bekulsa, if the items are slabs of glass, you may not put pillows underneath. It would be a violation of mevatel kli mechanoi because these slabs are too big to be rolled off and you have to let them fall to the ground and break, despite the hefsed mu'ud, the minor loss of money. Another option for removing muktzah is to move it with one's head, since it is permissible to move muktzah with your body, just not with your hands. The Gemara relates the following incident. Rav Gamliel's donkey was laden with honey, and he would not unload it until Shabbos was over, by when the animal died from exhaustion. The Gemara explains, he cannot unload the honey directly because it was muktzah, since it had spoiled and was only usable as a cream for an animal's cuts, which may not be done on Shabbos. He cannot drop the sacks because they were going to split open, losing all the honey. Putting pillows underneath was not an option because the honey would spill and ruin them, which would be mevatel kli mechanoi, making the pillows unusable. As for tzar bale chayim, the pain caused to the animal, Rav Gamliel apparently holds that tzar bale chayim is only asur midrabbanan, and it cannot override the isur muktzah, which is also drabbanan. Rashi points out, according to the opinion in Masechta Bava Metzia, that tzar bale chayim deraisa, it does indeed override the isur drabbanan of mevatel kli mechanoi. Abaye ashkechei le l'rabba, the komeshavshif le l'vrei, agaba de chamre. Abaye found Rabba sliding his son down the back of a donkey on Shabbos. Abaye held that this is asr because of mishtamish bebal chayim. Using an animal on Shabbos, which as Rashi explains, is asr midrabbanan lest one tear a branch off a tree while riding the animal. Rabba held that it is mutter because the tzadin, sliding down the sides of the animal, is not the usual way of using an animal and was not included in that decree. The Gemara brings two sources to try to determine the halacha of tzadin, one of which is our Mishnah, which allows untying the sacks on an animal, even though he would have to lean on the animal to do that, which seems to suggest that tzadin are mutter. Abaye holds that the saddlebags in our Mishnah are held on with a clip that can be unfastened without leaning on the animal. The second source is the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, which discusses a sukkah where one of the walls is from a tree, presumably the side of a tree, and says that in oilin la b'yamtiv, you may not go into the sukkah on yamtiv, strongly implying that tzadin of a tree are asr. Similarly, tzadin of an animal should be asr. Rabbi responds that the Mishnah is talking about two branches with thick foliage. They were tied together to be used as a wall, and the schach is supported by the tree itself, not tzadin. Le mikitanoi. The daf concludes with the suggestion that this disagreement of Rab and Abai is actually machlokes tanaim regarding a sukkah of two regular walls and one wall of a tree. The Tanna Kamma says, you may not go into it on Yom Tov, seemingly like Abaya, that stodna aser. And Remeya says, you may go into it, seemingly in agreement with Rabba, that stodna mutter. Abaya rejects this idea because maybe that machlokes is only about tzidit stodn, using something that is supported by the side of a tree, but ultimately would agree that using the sides of the tree themselves would be aser. Rava says, man da aser bit stodn, aser bit tzidit stodn. Whoever holds you may not use the sides would say you may not use the sides of the sides either. And whoever says you may use the sides would say you may use the sides of the sides as well.